Is it true that God did not intend for men to eat meat? Is consuming meat the reason for our short lifespan? Hi everyone, I hope all is well. My reason for doing this topic today is that I had a conversation with a couple and this topic came up, and I thought that I'd touch on the subject. I have to say that I enjoyed our conversation, and I hope that it is not the last. But before I start, let's pray. Father, I thank you for allowing me to speak with your people today. I pray that anyone who listens to this audio or reads the blog receives wisdom and the understanding to see the secret of the Torah so that your name be glorified. So, let's begin. First thing first, I will start with this verse Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. As I mentioned before, during our conversation, we spoke about many things, and this is one of the many subjects that I would like to touch on. The question is, was it forbidden to eat meat in the Garden of Eden? Is it true that God did not intend for men to consume meat? The truth is, there is no proof in the scriptures that God told Adam and Eve that they could not consume meat. One thing we must all do when reading the scriptures or any passage is to find the main idea of the subject matter. Once you find the main idea, you will be able to connect the dots without confusion. Also, I recommend that you read the books in the Apocrypha. All these missing books or old books have more details to clarify the stories that are in the Old Testament. Another thing we must all do is to make ourselves familiar with the Torah or the first five books of the Old Testament, that is Genesis through Deuteronomy. Look, guys, God is not the author of confusion. His commands are pretty clear, and if you can't understand what he is asking of you, all you have to do is ask him to reveal it to you. God doesn't change. This is one of the reasons that he said, "Let your yes be yes, and let your no be no." Without further ado, let us go over some scriptures. Genesis 2:15-16. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden." 17. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it you will certainly die. This verse that we just read is not saying that God told Adam and Eve that they cannot consume meat, nor is it forbidden. God placed Adam in the garden to work and take care of it. Since they are working in it, he said, "Okay, since you are taking care of the garden, you can eat any fruits from the garden except the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. This is the only fruit that you are forbidden to eat. The day you eat from it you shall die," and as God said, after they disobeyed and ate from it, they had to die and certainly bring death to mankind. Again, God wasn't telling Adam and Eve that they could not consume meat. Remember, I told you to look for the main idea and also to read the old books because they have vital information that contains more details to enlighten the mind. Let's go to Jubilees 3:15-16:15. And in the first week of the first Jubilee, Adam and his wife were in the Garden of Eden for 7 years tilling and keeping it, and we gave him work and we instructed him to do everything suitable for tillage. 16. And he tilled the garden, and was naked and knew it not, and was not ashamed, and he protected the garden from the birds and beasts and cattle, and gathered its fruit, and eat, and put aside the residue for himself and for his wife, and put aside that which was being kept. Adam and his wife's assignments were to till and keep the garden and protect it from the birds and beasts and cattle, and gathered its fruit and eat as well. Remember that the Garden of Eden is the holiest place, and it had to be kept clean. If we go back to verse 13 above, it reads, "And when she had completed these 80 days, we brought her into the Garden of Eden, for it is holier than all the earth besides, and every tree that is planted in it is holy." Also, you must know that the tree of life is in the garden as well. Let's go to Genesis 9:3-4. 3. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. 4. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. Do you hear what God said to Noah and his three sons? Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you, just as I gave you green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. As I said before, God is not the author of confusion. If he did not intend for us to consume meat, there would be any point in him saying that everything that lives and moves about will be food and that they must not eat meat with its lifeblood. The instruction was clear and specific. I will give you the reason why we must not or ever consume blood or lifeblood. Leviticus 17:11-14:11. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Blood or life had to be sacrificed for the atonement of one's life. That is one of the main reasons the Messiah had to die. His blood had to be shed to save us from our sins. The Messiah gave his life or bloodshed to replace all animal sacrifices for our sins. This was the only thing that he died for and nothing else. I thought that I'd point that out. But it goes on in verse 13, which reads, 13 Any Israelite or any foreigner residing among you who hunts any animal or bird that may be eaten must drain out the blood and cover it with earth. As you can see, God is saying, any one of them who does what, hunts any animal or bird that may be eaten not vegetables or fruits, he is talking about meat and must drain out the blood to the earth. God is the Alpha, Omega, the beginning, and the end. At the time he was creating everything, even before creating Adam and Eve already prepared two monsters, meat, for men's consumption. From Adam to Noah, animal sacrifices were made and passed on to Abraham and so on. Until the 12 sons of Jacob, the Levites were chosen to do service for God, and it was required for them to eat the meat sacrifices because they were most holy. Did God intend for us to consume meat? The answer is yes. Again, we must understand the content of the scriptures of the Garden of Eden. Just because God told Adam and Eve that everything in the garden was edible except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was not implicating that they could not consume any meat. That wasn't the point God was making. He was warning them about the tree of knowledge of good and evil because not only it was edible but it was good. He also told them the consequences that will follow if they eat from the tree. Therefore, they could not come back and blame God because he warned them. All the animals that God created from the beginning, he knew which ones were for consumption and which were abominable that men couldn't consume. Which is one of the reasons why he gave Moses the command in Leviticus chapter 11 for the children so they know not to eat anything abominable. Let us read some scriptures about the two great monsters that were created at the beginning of the creation. These monsters are reserved for the end of time that will serve as food for those who will remain after the great tribulation. First, we are going to the book of Enoch 59:7-9, in which reads, 7. On that day shall be distributed for food two monsters, a female monster, whose name is Leviathan, dwelling in the depth of the sea above the springs of waters, 8. And a male monster, whose name is Behemoth, which possesses, on his breast, the invisible wilderness. In the book of Baruch chapter 29, 4 and Behemoth shall be revealed from his place and Leviathan shall ascend from the sea, those two great monsters which I created on the fifth day of creation, and shall have kept until that time, and then they shall be for food for all that is left. Another point that the couple made was that it was proven by scientists that consuming meat is one of the causes that reduce human lifespan. Well, of course, the lifespan will reduce because of the type of meat or food that Americans are consuming in the United States. Don't get me wrong, it is not only in the United States though it is happening. The meat is being injected with chemicals that cause all types of diseases in the body, and it is done intentionally for the sake of their propaganda. Not only that, most of the foods that are sold to consumers are made in the lab. So, are the scientists right? Yes, because the meat they are selling in the market will degenerate the body. Nonetheless, it is not the main cause of our shorter lifespan. It is written in the scriptures that our lifespan will reduce, meaning no one will be living over 100 and above as it used to in time past. That doesn't mean you will not find a few that live 100 up to 105 years old. I can understand if anyone stops eating meat. Not only the meat they are selling in the market is not healthy, but they are also abominable, and they don't kill them properly. If you can raise your livestock to consume, that's great, that way you know what you're eating. Don't forget that meat is an important source of vitamins for your body. If you don't eat meat, you will have to replace it with something else because it is part of your healthy balance, just saying. I said all this to make it clear that eating meat is not a sin. God created meat for us to consume, and there is nowhere, as far as I know in the scriptures, that God mentioned we should not consume meat. As I said before, you can choose not to eat it and that's fine if it will put your conscience at ease. But consuming meat is not the reason for our shorter lifespan. Let's go to Jubilees 23:11-33, please, read the whole chapter for more details, but I will only read the following verse 14-17, in which reads, 14. And all these shall come on an evil generation, which transgresses on the earth, their works are uncleanness and fornication, and pollution and abominations. 15. Then they shall say, the days of the forefathers were many, even, unto 1,000 years, and were good, but behold, the days of our life, if a man has lived many, are 80 years, and, if he is strong, 80 years, and that evil, and there is no peace in the days of this evil generation. 16. And in that generation, the sons shall convict their fathers and their elders of sin and unrighteousness, and of the words of their mouth and the great wickednesses which they perpetrate, and concerning they are forsaking the covenant which the Lord made between them and him, that they should observe and do all his commandments and his ordinances and all his laws, without departing either to the right hand or the left. 17. For all have done evil, and every mouth speaks iniquity, and all their works are an uncleanness and an abomination, and all their ways are pollution, uncleanness, and destruction. I hope this is not too confusing to understand. Again, you have to read the scriptures. If you can't understand what you're reading, seek our Heavenly Father above for wisdom and understanding so that He may reveal the secret of the Torah to you. Remember to share the videos with others, so the Word of God can reach out to each one. Feel free to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. With that note, I will say, be blessed, and see you next time.